So we'll continue the Shirim regarding Havdalah. And as you said, people, myself included, didn't even realize how much things are going on in Havdalah. It's basically six simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. Two Shulchan Aruch have six simonim dealing about it with Havdalah. So what we speak this week about is regarding Havdalah on what? Can we do Havdalah? We know we do Havdalah on wine. Can we replace it with something else? And then we'll go follow that to get into Havdalah if you stand or sit. And we'll see that actually these two things go together. So what's interesting is the Torah starts, I didn't bring it over here, which is the more space of the sheet, so I couldn't bring much more than that. But the Torah starts, when he starts talking about which type of drink, or what, how do you do Havdalah on, he starts by bringing a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which is interesting. Instead of bringing the Gemara, he goes to bring a Medrash. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, to go and speak about Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, of how do you do Havdalah, and what happens when you don't have wine. But let's start with seeing the Gemara, and we'll take it from there to get into this tour of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the issue about dealing with wine, not dealing with wine. The Gemara of Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin, you have it on the top right of the Amud, brings the following case. Iklo HaMemer L'Astri. Memer came to our place. V'loy Avalon Chamer. We didn't have wine. I sit in L'Shichar. So we gave him Shechar. Beer. V'loy Avdil. He didn't do Avdalah. Ubas Tovas. He went to sleep without eating. We had the subject we dealt with the last two Shirim about if a person does not do Avdalah, he can't eat until he does Havdalah. And we spoke about it last week. I still have to upload the recording about if you don't do Havdalah and you're late for Sunday, you cannot eat until Sunday. The next day, we did a special Teicha and we went to get wine. I mean, Mashra, it was very hard for them to get wine. They had beer. Beer was gone, so they went in and got wine. Omar. Va'avdil. He did Havdalah. V'toy midi, then he ate. L'shon, the next year, two akhtan also. He came to us to our place again. L'avlam chamu. We didn't have wine. Again, we had no wine. I seen in shichur. So he gave him beer. Omar, yachi, chara medina. It's chara medina. I mean, that's the wine of this place. V'avdil v'toy midi. He did Havdalah, and he ate. In other words, he relied the second year with this beer, even in the first year he wasn't, he realized it was Chomer Medina. So now the Gemara goes on and says, Shwami not last, remember three things, it's basically really, yeah, to all these shirim we're talking about, so let's just see this. Shwami not vil betfila, tzokh shavdel akoyz, it's still with our first year. Even though he did have dolan betfila, not good enough, he still has to do avdol akoyz. Shwami not asul adam sheyecha akoyz sheyavdil, that's last week's year, you can't eat before you do avdol. If you don't do Havdalah on the Shabbos, you can do it the rest of the week. This also has to do with last week's shir, that if you don't do Havdalah on the Shabbos, you can go ahead and do it till Tuesday. Kol Shabbos Kula here means till Tuesday. Okay? So that was the first part of the Gemara. So now, says the Gemara, the Gemara goes on and says, Ravuna asks Rav Chisda, "Ma'al leKedusha Ashicha? Can you do Kiddush on beer? Oh my Ashto, my Parzimo, the Teini, if he has the different types of drinks, the Bor Minei Merav, Farah Merabchia, Merabchia Merabi, Vali Poshitle. He wasn't clear about these drinks. Shichur mi boy, so Shichur is he less choshev, and therefore you cannot do Kiddush on that. So when a Kiddush Yodloi Mekachina Aloyim, so he can't do Kiddush. I've lived Dulim of Dilinim, but me of Dol will be different. Why? Because of Dol is there upon him." So the Gemara ends, you cannot do Havdalah on beer. That's what the Gemara ends. You cannot do Havdalah on beer. Now, it's interesting enough that we had the beginning of the Gemara said that when he found out it was Chomer Medina, he did do Havdalah on the beer. Now the Gemara then says you don't do Havdalah on beer. So how do you reconcile these two Gemaras? We'll see, as we'll get to in a second, that the Shulchan Aruch really goes on and says, you could do Havdalah on beer. So what do we do with this Gemara? So the Tosfos really says, the Tosfos writing below this Gemara, Tells you that Kuvol on the base says, "V'tzorch iun imikachim alachomer." Can you do kiddush on shechar? Can you do kiddush on beer? Heichadavi chomer medina. When it is chomer medina, which reads chomer medina, that that's what you use in that country as a chosh of a drink. We'll get to a second. I want to we'll read inside the definition of Ramoshe of what is a chomer medina. But let's for right now chomer medina. It's a chosh of a drink for that country. Kamoishib of dealing, like you do Avdolah. The Torah says, Pashas, you do Avdolah on beer. Fekula Shemaitzim, the house of the Kedusha Ashikha. Hi, we learned the Gemara, the next Talmud, you can do Kiddush on beer. Igel Kahuga Mishain, no Chomer Medina. That's only when it's not the Chomer Medina. It's not a chash of a drink of that country. Feteda, how do you know that? Metekoma Rav Kashashain, Mikachim Kachin Avdilin. Ube Chomer Medina, Pshito Dem Avdilin. Says it's possible that you could do Avdolah on beer if it's Chomer Medina. For the Kabbalah, now we don't make catch with Leyain, Chere Yidushal Mishaveh, Sigim Yidu Loyas, Lemidu Vashayinu Chomer Medina. So the Torah says like this, with the Gemara Lekaman that says, you don't do Avdolah on beer, that's only if it's not Chomer Medina. These two Gemaras that says, the one says if it's Chomer Medina, you could do it. The other Gemara says that you can't do Avdolah on beer, we're not arguing. You can't do Avdolah on beer if it's not Chomer Medina, if it's not a chosh of a drink of that place. But if it is Chomer Medina, you could do Avdolah on beer. That's what it is defining, explaining the sugyas that there's no argument, there's no machlikas. You could do Avdolah on beer if it's Chomer Medina. Now again, as we said, the tour, when he goes on and opens this sugya, he starts with the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't bring the Gemara. He brings a Medrash. Interesting. And the Medrash says the following. He brings a little different gears to the Torah, but we'll read the Midrash the way we have it in our common print. It says like this. Rabbi Manu, it's in the middle of the Amud. Rabbi Manu, Oimer, Keitzel Chayav Odom Levayich Al Koy Sheyayin L'Reish. You have to do Havdolah with fire. Oimer Boyim L'Reish. Okay. Keshamachzir Yodom Mineish, he takes his hand from his fire. Oimer Boyich Hamavdom L'Koyish L'Chor. And you say the Boyich Hamavdom L'Koyish L'Chor. What happens? He has no wine. What should he do? Says Medrash, Poishes is Yodov Loresh. He puts his hand next to the fire. He looks at his nails. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit next week. He takes his hand min Aish. So the Pirkei Avos says, if you have no wine, what do you do? You do have dough without wine. You just do it with fire. So the Pirkei Avos holds, if there's no fire, if there's no wine, you could do a dough without wine at all. And when the tour starts. The tour says, if he ain't lo yai, he has no wine, he's the Pirkei Avos. He could do it without wine. He brings the Pirkei Avos. That's what he says. Says the tour goes on and brings the next, right here right below the Pirkei Avos, you have the tour. And that's the next sentence after he brings his Pirkei Dablozer, says the Torah. We disagree with this idea that you don't do Havdolah if you don't have wine. You don't do Havdolah only if you have only on wine you do Havdolah. Even on bread that we learned, we know that you could do Kiddush Pas, as we learned a few months ago. If you don't have wine, you could do Kiddush Pas. On Avdolah, you can do. Aval Mavdil Malasheh, you could do Avdolah on beer, Imu Chomer Medina. If it's Chomer Medina, if it's, you could do. Right? We'll get in a second to the next sentence of the Torah. So the Torah brings this Pirkei Avos and says, we don't do like that. We hold you have to do on wine. How do we know that? So the pashtas, we have the Gemara. The Gemara said wine, and if you didn't have wine, we had the story. A Neymar came to a place, he had no wine, they brought him beer, he wasn't happy with the beer, he didn't eat, he waited. Why not? You have no wine, do Avdolah with that wine. You see, that our Gemara holds that you have to do it with wine. Right? Furthermore, and this, the two brings it also, when you look at Pirkei Avos over here in the narrow lines, which is not exactly there, it's a little later, the Pirkei Avos says the following. Rabbi Tzadik Oimer, Kol Mishayinu Mavdil Ayayim Ote Shabbos, if you don't do Avdol on wine, Oinu Shumea Min Avdilim, Einu Roya Siman Bracha Le'oiva. If you don't do Avdol on wine, person will not say Siman Bracha. So even the Brigadier Blazer that brings the idea you can do without wine, but still, you know, it takes it away a little bit because it's not going to say Siman Bracha. If you do it on yain, there's a special Indian to do Havdalah and to show the separation of Shabbos to the week that we already learned last week. This idea, that's why it's so important. The difference between Melacha and Achila, even though Melacha you could do without Havdalah, you can't do Achila without it because that's the separation between Shabbos and the week. So there is even a Brigadier Blazer that says that you could do Havdalah without wine, and you have such a thing, and you're resting with Baruch HaLoyal. Our Gemara doesn't even bring this idea without wine. Abdi Rabbah, if there's nothing to do it, he denied it, he was waiting for the Avdallah. So therefore, we all think there's no such thing as Avdallah without wine. If a person does not have wine at all, and he has no Chol Medina at all, so then he doesn't do Avdallah. He does only, as we learned last week, he does Avdallah, but Tefillah only, and that's it. That's all he does, if he has nothing. But if he does, in order to do the regular Avdol that we have, you have to have wine, or Chomer Medina, which is the beer that you can do as Chomer Medina. That basically comes out from the Sugar. That's the Gemara, the Pirkei Blazer, and the Tur comes out of this idea. Avdol can be done only on wine or Chomer Medina. Yes. We learned last week that you can avoid that as well. If you just say I'm after me, Kodesh Lachol, you're good enough with Melacha. No, you don't. We pass Kiron Zibar. You say the words I'm after me, Kodesh Lachol is good enough. I'm Baruch, I'm after me, Kodesh Lachol. You don't have to say the word Baruch. What happens? We pointed out very interesting, which is that it didn't come out so clear. I'm still don't have a very clear shot in that. We brought a Shulchan Aruch Rav. He speaks about it a little bit last week. Anybody can hear the recording if it wasn't here, but this point that when you have Avdallah, to do melacha, ma'adu kash lachol, you can do melacha. But to eat, you have to wait till Tuesday. I mean, if you don't have, we said that till Tuesday, the refresher bring till Sunday afternoon. You can't eat if you don't have Avdallah until Sunday afternoon. You have to wait if you're able to get the wine. And you have to, so you're much more machmir. If a person, we learned 2 weeks, the 2 weeks shurim ago, if a person forgot to do on Ma'ariv, and if Kaido had Tochan Antonu, and before Avdol he ate by mistake, he has to go down Ma'ariv again. So it's like you're very machmir on eating, but Melacha Nishkeferach. That's an interesting idea here. But okay, anyway, in order to do the regular Avdol, you have to have wine, or as the Torah says, based on the Gemara, based on how Tosfos explains the Gemara, that beer, if you have Chol Medina, is good enough.
And in the category of beer, does it mamash have to be beer, or could it be scotch? Could it be something that's...
So let's see. Let's go through this. That's
all
I
want to
get.
Anyway,
let's go see exactly. First of all, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. There's a little steer just to understand the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Aim of dealing ala pas. You can't do Havdalah on bread. It's true that maybe before, just to mention the second discussion that we have over here, if we just finished the tour says... Kosu v'goyim kosu al b'sheim mavdilim al pas imchal yontem oitzi shabbos mavdilim olav kavan shemkat shemol v'kiddush ikar v'agav kiddush mavdilim al kavkin olav. So here comes the situation. We don't do avdolah on bread. Why not? So the mafreshim bring here. We shouldn't bring the explanation. Really, you can't do avdolah or kiddush on bread. But the reason we do on Shabbos because in Shabbos you have any of lechem mishdei, you have any of seuda on al pas. So because you kivya seuda, and that's how you do kiddush, the kiddush is mokum seuda. So you can transfer the kiddush from the wine to the pas. But avdolah is not mokum seuda. Avdolah you do on its own. So there's no concept of doing it on bread. The question is, what happens when you're doing moitzei Shabbos? As we had in our shuas on Sunday. Still, you're right. It's actually what it brings. If you have only one cup of wine, you should maybe eat and do it as on Brikas Samosa. I don't want to get into that because it's not Motsu Bayas and it gets a little complicated. But what it is what happens if you're doing, a person doesn't have wine and he's coming Motsu Shabbos, he finished the wine at home. Motsu Shabbos comes and it's Yom Tov. And he has to do Kiddush. No problem, he can do Kiddush on bread. Can he do Avdol on bread or not? So he brings the goyim and says yes, because if you're already doing kiddush in it, Hagav Urich can do avdolah as well. You could be asked too, because now you're already kriyasuda. He disagrees. The Rosh he says because ikar avdolah was niskanam pas. So even now you could trick your way in. You don't do it. You don't do avdolah on that, and that's what the Rosh holds.
What is the Gemara? You know, bring up the idea that
Yeah.
Because it's something that's
Khamar Medina.
Right, substantial in the right? Why doesn't it have to usually just the opposite. Usually it talks about what the general concept is and then maybe give an example. So if you can use something that's kashuf to the Medina,
right,
like beer. But here it's using what's kashuf to Medina as a secondary.
Because surely here's a Maaser Rav. We're talking the story. We have that chiddush from a story.
This way you would say that anything that's kashuf, I mean, a lot of people.
Right.
Like they love you. But the so that using that as an example, you could use that as an example of beer, meaning if somebody wants to use orange juice.
That's what we get to Enichran. I mean, this, we find Shas all over. The Gemara learns things from Maaser. It starts from a Maaser. You have a Maaser? Oh, you say from here, Shrami, no, you learn something. So here we start with beer. The question is, could you learn from beer other things? That's what I want to get to in a second. Now, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings, at Save Base, right below this Tosis, Ein Avdim al Hapas, Aval HaShecher Mavdilim. You can't do Avdola on bread, but you could do on Shecher, Im Chomer Medina, if it's Chomer Medina. V'od in L'shar Mashkin Chutz Min Hayayin. You can do on any drink but water. We'll get to that in a second. So the Shulchan Aruch Mashkin, you can do on any drink but water. Says the Rama, the toy your ter la avdila kois pogum shel yain me'al shecher. If you have a choice to do on beer or to do on wine, which is not lechadlat, you have wine which someone drank from, so it's not a good cup of wine. Better to do on cup of yain pogum than to do on shecher. Next sentence of the Rama, v'nogu la'avda mitzisha pesach al shecher v'lo yain mishud chaviv olav. Says the Rama, when you finish Pesach, you didn't drink, you didn't have chametz the whole Pesach. You could do on beer. It's a joy, he's trying to eat chametz. So because it's chaviv, I want to do on beer. So there are most of these two sentences that seem to be contradicting each other. And what did you say? I have great beer, and I have yayin pogum. Yayin pogum means that it's not a mehudadik wine. I can have beer, which is mehudar, just open it from the bottle. I have wine that someone drank from. What should I choose? He says, choose wine. Wine is better than beer. Here comes Moitzei Pesach. He has beer and he has wine. He just enjoys beer more, but the wine is perfect. What should you choose? Says you do beer. What do you mean? If you say that from the first sentence of the Ramah, it's not sure that wine is better than beer. Wine is better than beer, even if the wine is less chashuv, is not so important. And the answer, second best is, even though you have the perfect wine, it could be the best wine in the world, doing beer because you enjoy it more. So Master, there even could be the wine is more chashuv, he's still doing beer. So how do you explain these two sentences of the Ramah? Right? Elamai, you could maybe start saying, okay, maybe the pshat is that pogum is better than beer, but chaviv is trumps it, which is very hard to say. Usually we don't say chaviv, it's a machlekes, we hold it's tam and brachas. Does chaviv take a mila, right? Do we say it? We pass in the nat. We pass in the usually chaviv doesn't. We learn it when we learn hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So how do you explain over here this Ramah? So the Ramah means the two sentences, it means one is Chomer Medina, one is not. Very good. That's what the Goyim of Vilna says. We'll see it inside. He wants to say the two sentences of the Ramah depend on these two things, which is very hard because the Ramah doesn't say it. Usually more explain himself. Look at the Goyim. The Goyim says, the Toiv, he's reading the Toiv, he prefers to do wine, which is Pogum. Ritzon Leimar, b'mokom she'ein Chomer Medina. Come on, because I'm going to film the Kois Pogum of dealing. That's what he brings the Divine Makaris. That's what he says. Look at the next Goyen. When it says, V'nogu la'avdil moitzei Pesach, v'tzolom b'mokom shul Chomer Medina. So, that, very good. That was exactly the answer of the Goyen. The Goyen says, these two sentences of the Ramah really speak of two different cases. So when the Ramah says, T'yit la'avdil kois pogum me'ab na'al sheikhar v'tzach Chomer Medina. V'nogu today, being today, the bayos is Chomer Medina, sheikha is Chomer Medina, v'nogu la'adam moitzei Pesach sheikha v'lo ayayim v'shut chovi olo, there's a special Indian to do on Sheikh, even though you have wine there, because it's special chavivus, and for us it's Chomer Medina, it's okay. So just emphasizing the point based on the Goyim, which is a little doichik in the Ramah, is that Chomer Medina is glat. If your person prefers it, for sure it's okay. Moitzei Pesach, that's what you do. If it's not Chomer Medina, you're going to go ahead to the other extreme and do wine, as the Goyim brings here, that even the Eved you can't do Sheikhar, as we saw in the Gemara. A Mamer, when he came to that place that had Sheikha, he did not know it's Chomer Medina, he fasted till the next day because he thought that it's not Chomer Medina. So the Chomer Medina here is very important. Chomer Medina, the definition of Chomer Medina really defines, can you do Avdol on this drink or not? If it's Chomer Medina, yes, not only yes, so that you can prefer that over wine. If it's not, not only you can prefer the wine, you're probably not even Yaitza B'dievet. Chomer Medina, the definition of Chomer Medina is very important. Now we already mentioned, so just end this the Seif, the Shulchan Aruch, Of course, you do kiddush on bread. We prefer to avoid the bread. That's what Ramah brings. That's what we do. And that's what he says there over here. The Shabur as well, because you can't do. It's interesting enough. The Shabur is girsa is not svar achorin eikar, svar rishon eikar. Very big difference over here. He says svar achorin. By us, it says svar achorin. That's coming on from the new Shulchan Aruch. So it's a good. And he says svar rishon. Okay. Now, so what do you do in Avdol? The question is, this is what do you do? I didn't realize that he brings it differently. But say it. Now, it goes like this. Says the concept over here is, Chomer Medina really makes this, defines it. What is Chomer Medina? So the Shulchan Aruch brings the case that Chomer Medina is beer. Why? Because that's what it's chashuv. Let's see here the Igros Moshe. The Moshe Feinstein speaks about the definition, and he defined it so nicely. Let's read it inside. It says, "B'dvar mashkoyes shel minei soida im yesh lehem din chomer medina lekadesh b'shachar al dia lehem." He says, "What about soda?" Right? He writes as writing Yiddish. Soda. You want to go ahead and do on soda. Can you do it or not? Hanochel is right. Says Rav Moshe. Them kemayim be'alma. It's water. Soda is water. The avos shayis always got mesud. It's a chashivos. Even though you're drinking them in chashu places, mechamdim behem. Like ishtias mayim letzimoyin uliskar b'yom mechom. You just drink it because you're thirsty and you want to cool off. That's what you do it. Uvishas achamlem. That covered behem. When it's only covered, gak yishet zechim lize. Only when you need that. The gak yishet zechim mechamdim yishet zechim. A person goes to chashu. You go meet the president. You can get a cup of water over there. It's not a problem to get a cup of water. You're thirsty, you drink a cup of water. So he says like this, Chashivus mashku shein eshtiyo machwa shetzrichim lehem letzama. You know what's the chashivus of Chomer Medina? When you drink it, not because you're thirsty. Maybe you're thirsty as well. But you drink it just to enjoy the drink.
How does that work in with having beer after Pesach?
What do you mean?
Because the whole reason...
You have to drink because you're thirsty.
Because you want to enjoy it.
You want to enjoy it.
Right. So
that's exactly the point. You could just drink a whole bottle of water. You're not thirsty at all. I'm not drinking because I'm thirsty. It says when you drink something because you're thirsty, you just have nothing. You just have to drink something because you're thirsty.
To me, it sounds like when you're saying you're having the beer after Pesach, right? Thirsty or not thirsty, because you're enjoying it.
So the
reason why you're enjoying it so much.
Yeah.
So, in other words, when you say it's after Pesach, why?
You know, the truth is, when we're speaking about Chomer Medina, we're not speaking about after Pesach.
I understand.
No, it's me in general. What is considered Chomer Medina in general?
We brought that as an example of what's more
chashuv. Not because of that. Is that chashuv because after Pesach? I'm going to try that. I say, even if you want to say like you, after Pesach, it's actually a riot to us, not to the Ramosha, not against it. But the truth is, the definition of Chomer Medina has to be a general thing always, not only one time a year. It could be that moment. The person is terribly thirsty. He's playing basketball, and someone gives him beer. He's going to drink beer because he's thirsty. It doesn't change the definition of the beer. Because the question is, what do you usually drink?
But I would think, again, not a question.
Yep.
But if somebody came up to you after a game, after a bike ride.
Yeah.
Somebody offered me water or beer, I prefer the beer because I know the beer is going to quench my thirst better than the water.
Okay.
So the reason why I want to...
So that's specific to that. So the question is general. The question is, what do you do on a general day-to-day basis? That's the question. That's a Chomer Medina.
About with the thing with Pesach, because the whole
Even if you're right,
the fact that it was Pesach is the reason why it's more chashiv at that point.
It was more chaviv at that point, a little different. Chaviv. Right. So, but again, you need to have, in general, it's Chomer Medina. That's what the Gaon says. It could be after Pesach, so in a place where it's not Chomer Medina, you can't do it.
All these, you know, bottled waters.
Oh, so if it's water, so let's see over here. So let's go on. So let's just read it with the immersion sign. He says, Chaviv Meshkehu Shein, Neshtiyah Machad Shetzirich Lanetzom, and Neshtiyah Wadam, and Loit Tzorech Gufam. Shekovat Asud, Yekovat Aruchim. In Shum Adam Shaysi, interesting, he said in Shum Adam, maybe one can argue, some do, Shaysi Yai Vyain Shecha, he doesn't drink wine, and basically, you know, he's picking like things like whiskey and things like that. But Tzoma, you don't drink wine, you just Thursday, 2 Thursday, I'm going to drink whiskey. He just doesn't do that. Now, is this Shaysi Yain Shecha, he could prefer water. Like the Kovat Be'alma Shaysi, one of the Eilu Amini Kri Meshem Mashka V'chor Medina. So he says, something you drink because of, like, you define it as a thirsting, that's a drink. Something that you go in and you do it as chashivis, that's chashiv. And it goes on and says, V'af ha-matir l'kadash avdil al tei mota. Can you do one? What about tea? Sweet tea. Ayin, Baruch HaShulchan, he brings it. Nir de'v'tei de'cholim shebchabdim v'shaysim. Person drinks tea, even if he's not thirsty, he's just doing it. It's like a nice thing to bring the end of the meal. That's the same thing with milk. He goes on, and he brings the next part. So the Gizmanisha brings this idea that it depends on the time you drink. Now, when you're speaking about bottled water, I would think the bottled water is because the most water in the world doesn't have it in, the fact that this specific water is in a bottle doesn't change it. It's still a water. It has to be the type of drink. Not only that specific drink. So the type of drink has to be chashuv. So the expression says, what's chashuv? So how about the wine? This is the Yain Shecher. What's Yain Shecher? Speaking about whiskey. Speaking about...
You don't
need to have a review. You do have to have a review, as we'll see in a second. Right. We'll see. So let's see. Yeah. It's a review. And we'll see in a second. It's something very important. I want to get to that back in a second, if you remember, regarding the solution we had with wine. So we have to get to back in a second. But he's speaking about, and the Gizmanisha brings the idea of tea and milk. That also could be Chomer Medina if it drinks as chashivs. Look at the top over here, top left. You have the Shvi'i Shabbos Kilchos or Shlom Zalman. Say like this. When a person does not have wine, and he's stuck. Chemi Yavdil v'mikrim e'ele al bira. He should do one beer. Vim ein biro, dan biro, yavdil yain sorf, which is usually means like whiskey. Viakbi de male kois amachziko revis, or lishtois lefachot shir kabal lugumov. To drink, meloy lugumov. Okay? Vechen mavdil amitz the poor zov. He says you can do on orange juice, or ishkolis, or grapefruit juice. Or yain tapuchim, some kind of wine made of apples. Imaunu mashkoz ele chashuvim, im koim of ishoisim, which calls saudu kvodorachim. You drink it as chashivs. If it's maybe freshly squeezed oranges, it could be something which has chashivs. I don't know. You could argue. Bring next halacha. Bring b'shas atchak. If you're stuck, you shlis mechel nakim avdil al tei memutok oy al hakafe on coffee. So coffee, that's the one thing. If a person is stuck, he doesn't have anything else, he b'diavad could go ahead and do on coffee as well.
Even though coffee also, by definition, just like sodas, is mostly water.
So you have to say it's nothing to do. Even tea. Tea is only water. Tea is water only.
So why do they say that?
So he says, it's not because of how what taste it has, but what the use it has. That's what the Igusmoja says. When I go ahead, cold people drink when they're thirsty. That's what they do. They drink coffee when they're thirsty. And they came already, meaning a Medina, to drink as a thirsty.
They don't sit and relax with a Coke.
Yeah. You drink. And I could, it could be some people also enjoy Coke. Right. Obviously, you have maybe
most
both.
Right.
But right, but it's not such a chasha. Coffee. Personally, yeah, you get together to drink a coffee. You don't get together to drink a Coke usually, right? You don't get together to drink a Coke. You get together to drink a coffee.
So based on this, what's the heter to drink a cup of coffee before you die?
It's not kefir seuda. Something else.
If it's considered something chashuv enough.
Chashuv doesn't take away from the problem of that. Of coffee. That's not the problem. You could drink, it's not kefir seuda.
I can see what you can say that now based on this.
Yeah.
That having a glass of water before you daven is not a problem.
Yeah, but it's not, because again, the before the daven problem is kviya seuda. It's a different definition. It's not chashivas. You could drink coffee, you could drink tea, you could drink a chosh of a drink. Yeah, it can be kveh suda, that's why wine is a little more of a problem, because you're kveh suda.
You can say that with a lot of things. You know, you can have a cracker also, it's not kveh suda.
No, it could be zoinis, because it would be kveh suda.
I understand, but
that, we have a piece of herring, you could. And a chlamin, if you did kveh suda, you could. If you speak about kveh suda only, there's a concept out to the teima as well. Eating. But drinking, you have more. And a chlamin, in the original halacha, the Mishnah Bishabur, it's not a theory, because this, if you're not Krav Deh Asu, there's not a problem. When you want to be Maki Stam, it's a side point. When you want to speak about before the halacha of Stam, the original halacha of Mishnah Bishabur is, after drinking coffee as well. But then it goes on and says, you know, if it's very hard, you need for davening, that's what
goes. It's interesting how beer is used as very chashuv a drink. Now, today, it looks like whiskey is much more
chashuv than that, right? So here, they bring, you know, the deer show over here, you know, they did a great job of being malak and all the achronim when they speak about it. And they bring a lot of sheets that say that beer does not work today. Because today, if I have to, this is really more of a guess, it depends which beer. You're buying a cheap beer that everybody has, maybe that's a drink everybody does. But you're going to buy a special Belgian beer, so then maybe it's a little, you know, when you chosh was that, right? When you get, right? That's what he brings. They bring a lot, he brings all the sheet, there's got to be tea and coffee and white beer. He brings that, the story with the Chazon Ish regarding beer, that the beer, the Chazon Ish, when in the beginning used to say the beer is Chor Medina, and later in his life he changed his mind because he saw that people drink it in general. So that's interesting. But the definition that the Rishmashi brings gives us at least something to hold on to. It needs to be a chashuv drink in order to be Chara Medina. Tea and coffee, by the way, one of the reasons many don't like it is because what you mentioned before, the idea that it's made out of water. So if you're made out of water, he brings right, he says that's what's going to be a swell. Between, if you could, because it's all basically water with a little bit thing, maybe it doesn't turn it to be chosher thing. But the Or Chashukim brings the idea of tea. This kosher again, the chayim, is that till today tea is chosher or not.
Would make a difference, hot or cold?
Yeah, so the Shozam says it has to be pashas hot. Because you don't drink cold. L'chur, if you have ice cold, iced tea. Iced tea is one of the drinks today. It's like a regular Coke or something. Hot makes it more chosher, right? Yeah.
A lot of beers today are very
water. Water, maybe. Yeah, that's what you think, right? Right, see, once there was a story, someone went, he was leaving, it was like this year, that Tisha B'Av happened to be on a Sunday. So he couldn't, Moiti Shabbos, there's no Avdolah. Avdolah is on Sunday night. Obey the Shem, we'll learn it. We'll do the Shir on Tisha B'Av Shabbos. A few weeks from now. But he needed to do Avdolah, and he had a flight that he was going to the airport before the end of Tisha B'Av. Like, is it the right thing to do or not? This is a different discussion, but that's what he did. So the guy was in the airport on Moshe Tisha B'Av. He's basically fasting. He wants to eat. And he didn't have what he's supposed to do. He's not, you know, he can't bring drinks to the airport anyway. You can't go in. Yeah. Buy wine in the airport, you can't do. So what is he going to do? Right? How are you going to do? By, you know, so the question is, the question is, Chris, you can buy beer if they sell there. He wasn't able to buy beer. I think there were the stores or clothes, whatever, I don't know what it was. So the solution was to buy a coffee. What to do is to buy a coffee. the Shushan speaks about they have to do with milk or not, but the point is there needs to be that's Mokum Adchak. A person is fasting. He can't eat. He needs to do Avdallah. Chalor Medina has to be Choshev a thing. You actually mean least work on coffee and tea because it's going to be Choshev enough. Okay. Now, yeah.
I can discuss how much you have to drink, or if it's a hot drink.
So we really have to do Kibbalah Lugum. Kibbalah Lugum is the cheer in any time you have one of these drinks. Kibbalah Lugum means that you fill up your mouth. Always, even in Kiddush, b'di'evet m'loy lugum. L'chatchil have to drink revis. But he brings over here the Shmuel Shabbos, we speak about whiskey. You should take a revis, a crazy revis, and drink at least m'loy lugum. And that l'chur applies to everything.
Even for a regular grocery, some wine just
m'loy lugum b'di'evet.
What do you say? What? We hold, and we spoke about it with Gabi Wein as well, that what's called Yain Migitoi, which means it's still sweet, is still wine because it's made out of grapes. We hold it. Is it L'chatchila? No, the Pasha, I think, if I remember correctly, the Rambam, I don't know if he says not good or he says it's only the Evet. So, grape juice? We pass, the Shulchan Aruch pass is okay, but it's not the best. Again, because again, wine is the best, and you can replace it with Chor Medina. Is you want to say grape juice Chor Medina? Maybe. When we say the Chor Medina, if it's Chaviv, I'm thinking, yeah, that maybe Chor Medina, as we saw by Pesach, if it's more Chaviv, you prefer that. So if it's more chavi, maybe if a person likes scriptures more, and we all this can say to be good enough, maybe then it's odif on Avdallah.
So what's the minimum? Sir? What's the minimum for the grape juice or the wine?
The minimum is below Lukov.
One shot.
But you have to pour of this. Have to pour of this.
And that means that gets an al gefen.
Meloy Lugvav, does it get al gefen? I think you need to drink revis to get al gefen.
So you don't have to have. You don't have to do enough to make it al gefen.
Right, according to that. Right. Trying to think. I have to remember all the different halachas there. I couldn't remember now.
Sometimes you're coming after Abdullah al-Shabbos to have another thing with grape juice. I find it difficult. I'm just saying.
Great.
I do.
Yeah, I agree. I understand. But it's a good child. Give it let me look back into it more to see if you'd be right to that. It's a good... I love, basically, next week, I want to do the last week. And next week, I want to speak about women in Abdullah. That was the main thing. But we'll try to get into these things as well. Now, we spoke about the whiskey, and you have to drink. And here comes the interesting concept, what I was trying to get into, which is, when we spoke about wine, about Kiddush, we had one of the solutions that you find by Kiddush was, if you want to do Kiddush on revis of whiskey, as we said, you have to do it on revis, is to pour it to many people. What about Avdallah? Can you go ahead and buy Avdallah and pour it to many people? Or no, you can't do it. So look at the Mogad of Rum in the bottom, the middle bottom of the page, he says, Kosa b'shibule aleket, he brings this shibule aleket that says, Bichus Kiddush, Koisha avdolo ragil hamavdil lishtois kuloi, ve'ein mashkiru b'nei bais. He should drink it, and now nobody else. Why? What's the problem? Why should it be different than Kiddush? Should you give it to somebody else? What's shot in this Mokanevah? So here you get another subject over here regarding avdolo, which has to do, how do you do Avdolah? Do you do Avdolah standing or sitting? There's two minhagim, standing and sitting. The Tosis in Bracha says the following. Tzorich iyun k'tzas me'avdolah, says Tosis. It's in the middle of the page, right? Tosis in Bracha. Tzorich iyun k'tzas me'avdolah, she'anu mavdilin vo'imdim. We stand up. Hey'ach anu proitim ze'et ze'em yayin Avdolah. Now Tosis in Bracha speaks about what he's disturbing. What is Bracha speaking about? He's not speaking there about Kiddush. Kiddush is an Arab psachim. He's speaking about Hilchus Brachas. How do you go ahead and you might see other people in a bracha where you don't sit? Because the Gemara there says that when you, in order to be, do a group of people to do together, they have to be masiv together. They have to sit down and eat together. So and then from there comes the old halacha that how do you become a group if you're sitting down and eat together? If someone's walking there, one over there, you don't become a group. Says the Tesis, how do you go ahead and be yoytze the drink of Avdolah, where everybody's standing. So he says, "Miayin ume Avdolah." The oro there brings, and in Oiz Vahodah they bring that the Losh Lamotche is Miayin Avdolah. Avdolah doesn't bother him so much. We'll see in a second why. We're not together. Says the Tosfos Yerushalmi, "Toch shekoyvim atzur kedei atzitzit Avdolah." We get together to do Avdolah. It's not just time someone's getting up and doing Avdolah. Everybody gathers around. You say, "Everybody gather around to do Avdolah." Kalboi nami akulu mil. So that's called kvius. So it says to us, the kach noe the toiv la mavdil gan l'shem yishi yeshu shaz avdolo. It's better to sit. Shaz yinire ke kovo poter osom. And it's better in order to do kvius of sitting down. So the Tosis wants to say, that if you stand up, you have a problem, where's the kvius here? You have a real kvius, how could it be moitzi achir? That's what Tosis says. So here, this, you don't have here on the page, the Tur brings it. I mean, the Mishnah brings it. It brings it the Beseisif, because of a cowboy, Shenocher Lavdil Mumut, it's better to stand up. Why should you stand up? It says it's better to sit. Why should you stand up? Where's the mocker to stand up? Says the Beseisif, Lichvoid HaMelech, Shonu Melavim Oysoi, V'derech Levoy Mumut. We are escorting the king out, meaning the Shabbos. When you score the king out, you stand up. You don't sit down. So the concept of standing up is covered for Shabbos. The concept of sitting down is to have a kriya suda. What do you do? So he brings the Torah, he brings that's the whole thing. He brings many rishayim that say that you have to sit down. And he brings several aguda. Shein tzorich, you don't have to sit down. Why? The kibbutz should come out to let's say Avdallah. Get together for Avdallah. Could be now you're prayer governed. That's what he brings the Ashkenaz. So that's what he brings the Bishayis. So in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have it over here in the page, Seif Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Oymer Havdallah Miyushov. You say Havdallah, sitting down. Why? Shulchan Aruch is passing like a thesis. They should do it, sit down. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oymer Mi'umad, V'chen Nuhagim Nuhasele, it's better to do Mi'umad, and that's what you do in this Medinus, you stand up because of, like we said, that Gudda says, you have to be Melav Lamelech. How, what about Kfius? If you're kriya for Avdol, that's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here, and see Vav, we don't have it on the page. He says that he brings the Gabi Kiddush, if you do it as part of Motzi Yom Tev, then you should do sitting down, because every Kiddush you do sitting down. So the Mishnah Berurah is going with a minhag to sit down Kiddush. We have a minhag to stand up in Kiddush. So then it goes back to this idea of standing up. Okay. Now, let's get back to that Mishnah in a second because I want to say. So now we're going back to this halacha that the Mughal of Rome says that one should drink himself and not get others to drink. What's that? Why do you let others drink? So here says the Beis Meir. You have it over here on the left and typed on. The Agos Beis Meir on the Mughal of Rome. The smear, it's a small haggah in the end of there in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, you know what, Pshat, that you don't give someone else to drink? Because of this issue of standing up. So the smear, Fein mashke menu b'nei abayis, nichte b'tzidoi, ef shata, what's the reason? Mishum diyayin boy a seva l'ftores chavera. If you want to be yaitzi your friend with wine, you have to do a seva. V'onu noigim la'amoit, we stand up, k'lel kamar. For he's saying, it should loyim muchach l'spar al-tash, shubusopo kibayatayis, ama shirik kviz avdol, haflayayin. So the Bismir says, what's the problem Tosis? Problem Tosis is only to go ahead and be Moitzei Echerim is because of the wine. How do I go ahead and give wine to somebody else if I'm standing and he's standing? Says the Bismir, that's what the Mughal of Rome says, you drink the whole thing. You can't give it to somebody else. So the reason why you can't give it to somebody else to drink is because for the wine, I want to be going and saying the wine is not Moitzei Echerim, I want to be Machmir. As the Tzad of Tosis that says, when Reuven is Moitzi Shimon and they're both standing, that's not good enough. They both have to sit down. So therefore, you drink the wine only. You can't give it to somebody else. So the Bismar put that together. The reason the Mughal of Rome says that when I do Avdolah, I should drink it, not give it to somebody else, is because we have a minute to stand up. If we have a minute to stand up, so then the only reason I give it to somebody else is only because of Svar of Taisis of Kvius. We want to be Machel and not like that. So therefore we say, don't give anybody else to drink. That's what the Bismar says. Yeah. Right. Oh, so can somebody do guess? According to this misbehavior, you can't. You're both standing. When you can't, better not to. Better not to stand because the only reason one can drink from the cup afterwards is only if you say mechem tesis, the tesis says the one could be yotzer from the other one. That's what it says. But says the Bismayer, that's where the Mogen of Rome brings from Shibulei Aleket, I want to be yotzer al sheet, it's better not to drink, unless you say Bari Pia Goffin again. If you say Bari Pia Goffin, drink. If you didn't say Bari Pia Goffin, you want to be yotzer Bari Pia Goffin of the Mevarech, according to some, maybe not yotzer. That's what Bismayer says. So you see, very interesting. According to Bismayer, the problem the tesis brings of standing doesn't apply to Havdalah. That doesn't apply. It applies only to wine. So let me explain. I have a solution. Don't drink. Nobody else will drink the wine. And Havdalah is not a problem. And everything is great. Again, look at the Tosis that we have. Tosis says, in the third line over there, he says, Heyachanu Poritim Zeyadzeh Miyayin. He says, Ume Havdalah. So, as I said, there's a guy over here that says, maybe you should say Miyayin Havdalah. Wine, how can it be Miyayin? According to Bismar, Avdol is not a problem. One can be moitz to others. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah says the problem also is also Avdalah. So the Mishnah Berurah, he says, כשמועץ האחרים הלך בוסה, כן, כי כאן די אחד פה את החבר יורי, יש לו כולם עושה סקביוס, ומאוד לא אוהב קביוס. Right? So he says the problem is not only the wine, the problem is also the Avdalah itself. When you're doing Avdalah for somebody else standing, it's not good enough, because you have to sit down. That's what he brings. Right? So the Mashmah from the Shabur that the solution the Bispirit says won't help. Because the solution that helps is only for the wine itself. What about the Avdalah? Maybe one could say, okay, I'm not solving the problem of Avdalah, but I am solving the problem of Kiddush. So just to go back to this idea, the question is it a problem in Avdalah if one is standing and the other ones are standing? Or is it a problem only because of the wine? So Bispirit says it's only a problem because of the wine. So I'll drink, you won't drink, no problem. Mishabur Mashmah, the problem is also the Avdalah itself, that we're not Kavua. So there, you're not really solving the issue when only one is drinking, or you're solving only part of the issue. But in the Ma'aseh, it comes out like this. There's two minhagim. There's a minhag to sit down, as the Shulchan Aruch says, and there's a minhag to stand up. If you're sitting down, there's no problem thinking of somebody else to drink. No problem. If you're standing up, so there, the Bispirit's idea that you should want to drink and not somebody else, because if you give it to somebody else, maybe he's not Yaitse with his Rebbe Goffin, so the one should not be serving on somebody else, and therefore he should drink the Christ. Someone else wants to drink, he can do a bracha on his own and drink. Now, for me here, going back to what we said about whiskey. You do whiskey, says for your Shabbos, you have to make sure to drink Miloy Lugamov. Hi, I say, no, I have a solution. I'll drink a little bit and give somebody else. And Avdalah, if you're doing it standing, it doesn't really work. So that's how you tie all that together. You do Avdalah, if your meaning is to do Ba'amidah, as the Ramah says, one should make sure that he's drinking and to be Yetze. So we'll stop over here. Next week, we'll speak up a woman and speak up a Reviz, Be'ez Hashem as well. I want to speak, we'll see if we can manage to get into the concept of Psalmim and Ner, just the basic halacha. Right, we have the first halacha here is that there's a concept that you want to have wine overflow the cup, siman bracha, and when you start the week, like the first day after Shabbos, you do a siman bracha in the house. So the wine is out, it probably comes from there to go and be to extinguish it.
Also standing, or just
what?